Listening. For items 1 to 10, listen to the interview with a woman engineer and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true, A, or false, B, according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
For our next guest on A Woman's World, I'd like to welcome to the program Lindsay Barron, Head of Engineering at Swift Aerospace, a very good example of a woman in a man's world.
Good morning.
Lindsay, you're an engineer, but why did you become one? What got you interested?
Well, from a young age, I was always interested in how things work. I chose engineering as a career because I wanted to make things better. Engineering isn't just about testing theories and building models. It's about designing new products and finding new uses for old products. I want to improve the way the world works.
Interesting. And could you tell me a bit about your training?
Well, I studied engineering at university. I was the only woman in the mechanical engineering department.
So how was that?
Well, at first, I felt a bit uncomfortable, but after a while it didn't bother me. People got used to me, and I was treated like anyone else. In fact, sometimes it was a bit of an advantage, because people like to have me in their team.
You're head of engineering now. How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I started in a test lab for airplanes. I did stress and fatigue tests there. Basically, I broke things. Doing that sort of research is very important, as it tells you what loads the structures can carry. Then I went into airplane design. I worked on all areas of commercial planes before moving into project management in the aircraft industry.
Could you tell me a bit more about what you do now?
Sure. These days I mainly work in project management. I take ideas for projects and investigate their feasibility. That means I see if the projects are possible to carry out. Next, I develop the objectives and estimate the cost of the project. Then I help the people working on the project to meet their deadlines. I have to make sure projects come in on budget and on schedule.
Now you're head of department and I guess in charge of a lot of men. How do you find that?
Well, it wasn't too easy at first. I had to prove myself. When they could see that I had good practical experience and ability, everything was fine.
I suppose that's true of anyone who's in charge. Okay, Lindsay, finally, what's the best thing about being an engineer?
That's an easy one to answer. I love the challenge of finding solutions to problems. I hope that what I do improves people's lives. For me, engineering is fun, exciting, and satisfying. So let's have more women in engineering in the future.
Thank you very much, Lindsay.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
For our next guest on A Woman's World, I'd like to welcome to the program Lindsay Barron, Head of Engineering at Swift Aerospace, a very good example of a woman in a man's world.
Good morning.
Lindsay, you're an engineer, but why did you become one? What got you interested?
Well, from a young age, I was always interested in how things work. I chose engineering as a career because I wanted to make things better. Engineering isn't just about testing theories and building models. It's about designing new products and finding new uses for old products. I want to improve the way the world works.
Interesting. And could you tell me a bit about your training?
Well, I studied engineering at university. I was the only woman in the mechanical engineering department.
So how was that?
Well, at first, I felt a bit uncomfortable, but after a while it didn't bother me. People got used to me, and I was treated like anyone else. In fact, sometimes it was a bit of an advantage, because people like to have me in their team.
You're head of engineering now. How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I started in a test lab for airplanes. I did stress and fatigue tests there. Basically, I broke things. Doing that sort of research is very important, as it tells you what loads the structures can carry. Then I went into airplane design. I worked on all areas of commercial planes before moving into project management in the aircraft industry.
Could you tell me a bit more about what you do now?
Sure. These days I mainly work in project management. I take ideas for projects and investigate their feasibility. That means I see if the projects are possible to carry out. Next, I develop the objectives and estimate the cost of the project. Then I help the people working on the project to meet their deadlines. I have to make sure projects come in on budget and on schedule.
Now you're head of department and I guess in charge of a lot of men. How do you find that?
Well, it wasn't too easy at first. I had to prove myself. When they could see that I had good practical experience and ability, everything was fine.
I suppose that's true of anyone who's in charge. Okay, Lindsay, finally, what's the best thing about being an engineer?
That's an easy one to answer. I love the challenge of finding solutions to problems. I hope that what I do improves people's lives. For me, engineering is fun, exciting, and satisfying. So let's have more women in engineering in the future.
Thank you very much, Lindsay.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Task 2. For items 11 to 15, listen to the dialogue. Choose the correct answer A, B, or C to answer questions 11 to 15. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin. Hi, Richard. How did you get on in the interview? Did it go well?
I don't know, really. I think so.
So, what kind of questions did they ask you?
Well, the editor of the newspaper did most of the talking. She asked me why I wanted to be a foreign correspondent, and obviously I was expecting that. I said that I'd traveled a lot when I was a student, that I enjoyed traveling, and that now I was a journalist, I wanted it to be part of my job. Then she wanted to know what parts of the world I was interested in.
What did you say?
Well, all the Arab countries and South America. I told her that I also knew Brazil and Argentina well, so they would be interesting to report on.
I see. What else did she ask you? Those questions don't sound too difficult.
No, they weren't really. Well, the subject of languages came up. She asked if I spoke any foreign languages.
Ha! That was an easy one for you.
Yeah, I told her I was bilingual in English and Arabic, and that I spoke Spanish and Portuguese fluently. She seemed pretty impressed.
I'm sure she was. Did she offer you the job on the spot?
Not quite. She wanted to know where I'd gone to university, and if I'd taken any further qualifications. She also wanted to know what articles I'd written, and so on. There was only one difficult question, really.
Oh, yeah?
She asked me what qualities a journalist needed to be a foreign correspondent. I wasn't sure how to answer that one.
How did you handle it?
Well, I said obviously I'd never done the job, but I had thought about it. I said that foreign correspondents had to be able to make decisions without waiting for people to tell you what to do. So they needed to show initiative when they were reporting in a foreign country.
I think that's a really good answer. Was she pleased?
She seemed to be. Anyway, there were a few more questions. Then at the end, she asked if I was physically fit. I said that I went to the gym 3 times a week, and so I should be.
Good answer. Do you think you'll get the job?
I've got a chance, I think, but I wasn't the only candidate. I'll just keep my fingers crossed and hope for the best.
You have 1 minute to complete your answer.